You are listening to The Mindful Minute, meditations created for everyday joy. I'm Meryl Arnett, mama, meditator, and co-owner of Sacred Chill West. This podcast is recorded from my live Monday night meditation class, where we have a brief discussion followed by a 20-minute guided meditation. So welcome to the first Monday in May. Our series this month that we're going to be exploring is called Nourish Your Practice. And I created this series because I have found over time that meditation can be kind of boring, right? So if we really truly build a daily practice or a daily-ish practice, we tend to sit in the same spot or one of two spots in the same posture, and we do the same thing for the same amount of time. And sometimes it feels profoundly revealing and powerful, and you go through these phases where you wouldn't skip it for the world because it's so clearly doing something. And equally, sometimes we go through phases where like nothing is happening and you're kind of just writing your grocery list in your head and maybe taking a nap. And it's for those times that we really have to stay committed, because it's so easy to say, I'm just gonna skip today. And a couple months goes by and you're like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to be meditating. So this whole series is meant to sort of just drive us back to the pieces that keep our practice rich and sacred. And you might not be surprised to know that I think it all starts within ourselves. And it's so easy to want to hand this responsibility to a teacher, to an app, to a meditation group online or in person. You want to hand that responsibility to somebody else. You keep it interesting for me. You hold me accountable. And unfortunately, as much as I try to keep it fresh, and I know every meditation teacher does, the practice is just the practice. We're not inventing something new. That's not our jobs. So our individual job is to keep it fresh and interesting for ourselves. When I teach metta, metta is a meditation practice also known as loving kindness. And it's all about cultivating loving kindness, compassion towards others. And it starts with ourselves. Every time I've ever taught that series, the very first class, the very first thing I say is, you cannot genuinely love somebody else if you don't love yourself. And today I was listening to a talk by Brené Brown on trust, and she said, you cannot possibly trust someone who doesn't trust themselves. It always comes back to starting within ourselves, right? So our practice, you know, these original practitioners, the very first meditators, they had the exact same tools as us. They weren't special in some way to become enlightened. They just stayed the course. They kept sitting in the boring moments, in the frustrating moments, in the scary moments even. They kept sitting until they reached enlightenment. And while we might not be questing for enlightenment itself, we are certainly questing for our own version of it, right? Our little bit of happiness in daily life. And so we have these tools, and the idea is we have to have confidence in our own wakefulness. We have to have confidence in this practice. In the talk that Brené Brown was doing around trust, she talked about how her research revealed that trust is built in the most mundane moments of life. So the examples she gave were people cited they really trusted somebody because they remembered their parents' name. Oh, hey, Beth and Tracy, how are you? So good to see you. And you're like, wow, that really thoughtful of that person to remember my parents' names. Her daughter cited she trusted somebody because they saved her a seat in the lunchroom, right? It's like these little nothing moments. They're not huge life-saving moments, but these are the moments that cultivate trust. And I think our practice is the same way. It's the routine of it that allows us to have confidence in our wakefulness. If we sit on a regular basis, day in, day out, we see change. Little changes sometimes, huge, like revealing changes sometimes, most often in the most mundane moments. right? You catch it in that moment when you're impatient in line at the post office and your normal reaction is X, but today you did something slightly different. Or you woke up with a migraine, and normally for you, that means I'm going right down this spiral of I'm not well and these things happened to me and I should change my diet and all the things. But today instead, I just acknowledge the migraine. It's mundane moments, but this is how we cultivate trust in our practice, how we keep it sustaining. So the last thing I want to share before we practice was Brené Brown's definition of integrity. Because I was thinking, okay, so yes, we have to trust, we have to have confidence in our own wakefulness. We have to trust this practice, but how do we actually do it? And then she defined integrity, and I thought, that sounds like it. So she defines it as this: we have to choose courage over comfort. We have to choose what's right over what's fast, fun, and easy. And we have to practice our values rather than professing them. Choose courage over comfort. Sometimes you just want to stay in bed 5 more minutes, but we chose to get up early and sit today. Choose what's right over what's fun, fast, and easy. So we'll choose our 20 minutes together. And practice our values rather than professing them. And I love this one because it's really easy to be like, I meditate. And you did once, good job. But really, what we should be saying is, I meditate every day for 10 to 20 minutes. Okay? Okay. So let's start that practice tonight. We're going to start tonight in this class. We do about a 20-minute guided meditation. There's a period that I talk through, there'll be a period of silence, and then we'll all come out together at the end. Remember, you can move if you need to, adjusting to make sure you feel comfortable. And if you've already had your legs crossed, you might just uncross them and cross them the other way. So let blood flow a little bit easier. If you're listening at home, you could be seated in a chair, on the couch. Wherever you are, let's sit up tall. So really feel your spine lift up and lengthen. Roll the shoulders back and down. And if it feels right for you this evening, you might let your eyes close. If you prefer, you could take a soft gaze down towards the ground. And together as a group, we'll start with a deep breath. So big inhale in, release a sigh. Let's do that again. Deep inhale. Exhale, let it go. We allow our breath to flow just as it wants to now. Inhaling, exhaling, easy and comfortable. And as you feel yourself settle into the practice today, perhaps you'll start the way I always do, just by silently saying to yourself, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. And with that statement, let yourself relax. Feel the weight of your body settle itself into the ground or cushion beneath you. You might feel yourself sit back a bit so that you're not leaning forward, you're not trying to meditate, but rather just settling in. Relaxing the muscles through the face, you can let your forehead smooth and broaden. The skin around the eyes softens. Your lips, your jaw, your tongue, all of this relaxes. If you can, you might even invite in just the subtle hint of a smile on the inside of the mouth. Not because you're happy, but because you're allowing this moment to be. You feel the muscles through your throat relaxing. A few breaths across your shoulders, allowing the tension in the shoulders to melt. Maybe you notice the next few breaths through the center of your chest, as if it was possible to physically relax your heart. And if you can, you unclench the muscles in your belly so your belly gets to soften and just be as it is. In this practice, the back of our body stays tall and awake. And the front of our body is soft and receptive. And gradually, you'll begin to feel your breath. As you sit and breathe today, where do you most feel it in the body? Inside the nose, maybe somewhere in the chest or the belly. There's no right or wrong, you're just noticing for you. Can you feel your breath? You don't have to describe your breath. You don't have to explain it or understand it. Perhaps you'll imagine that you just climbed inside your breath and sat down. So that every single breath is a full experience around you, through you. And as best you can, as we move into a period of silence, you'll just stay with the feeling of the breath, soft and easy. And whatever else shows up, if it's thoughts, if it's feelings, distractions, whatever else shows up, you just let it be. You don't have to shush it or argue with it. You can sit back and let it roll by just like the cars outside the studio. Feeling the breath. Noticing the distractions. And coming back to feel the next breath. Feeling how your breath just naturally deepens here. Maybe savoring this next inhale and exhale as you wiggle your fingers, your toes. And as you feel ready, we'll draw our palms together in front of our hearts like a prayer. Bow your chin down, taking a moment just to simply honor yourself, to thank yourself for carving out time, for sitting still, for keeping the practice sacred and fresh for yourself. Let's take one final breath together here. Deep inhale in, release a sigh. Thank you guys so much for sharing your practice with me today. I look forward to seeing you next week. Namaste. Thanks for listening to The Mindful Minute. You can learn more about me by visiting merylarnett.com. For bonus meditations, tips, and a little bit of baby spam, follow me on Instagram at merylarnett.